talk a bit more about botnet and what they mean. He's a cybersecurity expert and author. He's got the website www.andrewkolarek.com. Dr. Andrew Kolarek joins me now. Dr. Kolarek, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you know anything about the specifics of this case and what the crime was?
Well, essentially, what this involved, and this is happening all over the world, so this is a brand new trend, and what you have here is malicious code, viruses, and other stuff that's self-replicating, being infected and delivered to anybody else's computer, and then setting up some kind of a remote channel to coordinate, you know, command and control all of these hijacked computers for some kind of a special purpose, whether it be spam, whether it be bank fraud, pump and dump schemes, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, when you're looking at 1.3 million computers, this is no small botnet.
So this 18-year-old would have to have a fairly, I mean, is he a genius to have got, well, not to have got away, but to actually, the scale of his scheme, the scale of the fraud, would that indicate that he is someone with extraordinary computer skills?
Well, what he has is an aptitude for taking core programming code that you can download freely on the internet and modifying it to a very highly refined process. So he has some significant skills, but more importantly, he has a connection with other people, cyber criminals, whatnot, and through that coordinated effort and that shared skill set, they were able to make money at it.
So what should happen to someone like this? Is this someone that should no longer have access to computers to stop perpetuating these sorts of schemes? Or is he someone that could have a commercial value and been sought after by computer companies to make software and to actually improve computer security?
I think it's a little of both. I think for a period of perhaps 5 years, he shouldn't be accessing computers and so forth. And then during that time, his rehabilitation period, then he can employ those insights during that probation period. In other words, you've committed the crime, you have the skill set, disseminate what you have learned, help us stop this type of crime, and that is your only access to computers. And that would be an appropriate punishment.
Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Dr. Andrew Kolarek, author on www.andrewkolarek.com.